Go here, there, and everywhere with Jeff Blair. Subscribe to podcasts of The Jeff Blair Show at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher, Sportsnet 590 The Fan, on demand. He doesn't always play nice. And that's what gets you the information you need. This is The Jeff Blair Show on Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
You know, few people are going to want to hear this, let alone admit it. But the fact of the matter is the Toronto Maple Leafs deserve Connor McDavid way more than the Edmonton Oilers. And I'll tell you what, the NHL should have done what the NBA's done in the past. I'm not going to say they should have fixed the lottery draft, but they could have directed the outcome in a better direction. And let's face it, folks, of all the cities that didn't deserve Connor McDavid, it's Edmonton. I mean, you saw the look in the kid's face. As I said in Twitter, that was the look of a kid who realized he should have taken up soccer about 8 years ago. Let's be honest. McDavid would have been of maximum marketing value and would have had the most immediate positive impact in Toronto. I mean, I'm sorry, Buffalo. That's just the way it is. It's not like you're going to have to hold a tag day for Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment Limited. And I realize that. These guys are making a ton of money. But you will be able to buy tickets next year. My guess is that's going to be the case for a couple of years if this rebuild takes as long as I think it's going to take. And McDavid is he's a kilowatt-emitting machine whose first choice, and come on, you know it as well as I do, was to play with the Maple Leafs. Now, people around the rest of the country won't like hearing this, but, well, this is the truth. The Maple Leafs have bankrolled the NHL for a long time. Remember when all those other Canadian franchises were up for sale, were going broke? Remember when the Montreal Canadiens were bought by an American? The Leafs were printing money. They were driving the NHL in this country. Look, in some ways, and I'm dead serious about this, in some ways I think the Leafs were owed Connor McDavid. Professional sports is about entertainment and marketing and money and TV and such. And you know what? Fairness sometimes sucks. Connor McDavid should be a Maple Leaf, and everyone knows it, including McDavid himself. I thought the NHL might fix the draft lottery to ensure McDavid ended up in Toronto. I know I would have. Even if I didn't work in Toronto, I would have done that. Yes, the NHL should have fixed the draft lottery to ensure that Connor McDavid ended up in a city that would know what to do with him. Would there have been anything wrong with that? Not in my books. What about in yours?
The Jeff Blair Show is on the air on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Join the conversation with Jeff on Twitter using the hashtag Blair Show or call 416-870-0590. Now, here's Jeff Blair.
I mean, I don't feel sorry for Connor McDavid. He's going to get his money. Although if I was him, quite frankly, I'd pull a Lindros. Try to work my way out of Edmonton. Can you believe the Edmonton Oilers? I guess it just shows that we had it wrong all along. Here we thought that all you had to do was tank to get a shot at Connor McDavid. Little did we know that you had to tank for a decade in order to get a shot at Connor McDavid. Anyhow, Connor McDavid seems like a nice kid, and I'll look forward to seeing him in, what, 5 or 6 years when he's a free agent? I look forward to seeing him then. Doug McLean is our Hockey Central analyst, the NHL and Sportsnet. Doug McLean joins us out of the gate. Doug, seriously, this is the worst case scenario, isn't it? Before we talk about the playoffs, this is kind of the worst case scenario. That had to go through your mind when you saw the Oilers win this.
It was good enough for Gretzky. Is it not good enough for him? Gretzky was there 8 or 10 years.
That's a lifetime ago.
Too much.
That's a lifetime ago.
You know what? The good thing about it is the Oilers management haven't tried to tank. They've actually tried to win. They haven't tried to tank like some other teams.
That's true.
So you got to give them credit for that. But it's pretty. Is it true that the Leafs had the best advantage going into that last pick?
Yeah, Mike Harrington of the Buffalo News, God bless him, had that little item, and they broke down the numbers. And yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know if people in Buffalo, I don't know what would make them feel worse, knowing that, you know, not getting Connor McDavid, or knowing that basically knowing how close the Leafs came to getting him before they did. That's awful.
Pretty hilarious. But anyway, look, he'll be fine, and it will change their franchise. There's no doubt about it. It will change them. I tweeted that out. It, you know, looks like that Edmonton. I'm excited that Edmonton finally will have a chance to make the playoffs now. People weren't happy. But anyway, we'll see what happens. It's is it any different if he ends up in Buffalo, if he ends up in Arizona? I mean, that's where we thought he was going to end up anyway. So, mm-hmm. To me, I just soon have him in Canada, to be quite honest. So I think it's great he's in Canada.
Before we move on to the playoffs, how do you see those top four picks breaking down? Hey, I guess it comes down to really whether or not Arizona takes Dylan Strome, right?
Yeah, that'll be the question. Do they take Strome or do they take Hanifin? You know, and they take Hanifin. That sort of gives them that back end with Ekman Larson. That would look pretty good for the future. They got Hansel down the middle, who's what, 28, 29 now. They're pretty thin down the middle. I think the big centerman would be a real nice fit for them. It wouldn't surprise me. They would take the centerman.
And if you're the Leafs, does getting Noah Hanifin, does that float your boat? Probably not, really, does it?
You'd rather have the centerman. There's no doubt about it. Now the question: do they move if they don't get Strome? Do they move to Marner? That would be, I guess, the million-dollar question.
Mm-hmm.
Versus Hanifin. But Hanifin's a heck of a player too. I mean, look, he's not close to the top two. I talked to a general manager, and he said, look, number one is the best player he's ever seen in a long time, and we all know that. Number two is a heck of a player in Eichel. Number three is a disaster. That was for his words. And you can imagine that it was a GM that knew he was going to be picking in the top three who said that to me.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and I think Strome, and I don't think he was talking about Strome.
Right.
In the top three. But the drop-off is... Look, I've been in drafts where the drop-off was Ovechkin, Malkin, and Cam Barker.
Okay, that's a drop-off.
That's a drop-off. At the time of the draft, Chicago, Dale Tallon was pretty excited to get Cam Barker with the number three overall pick.
Hmm. In conversation with Doug McLean of Hockey Central.
It hasn't turned out quite that way.
No, it hasn't.
We took Chris Russell in the third round. He was Barker's teammate. He was better.
Yeah, and Chris Russell in the... making a case for himself in the playoffs right now. I want to talk about the playoffs. Okay, the Habs taking a 3-0 lead in the Senators, an overtime win. Doug, it was a weird thing because I think we all agree that Craig Anderson should have had that game-winning goal, but at the same time, it's pretty hard to look back at the decision to start him over Andrew Hammond and say it was anything other than the right decision, wasn't it?
Yeah, I thought there was seven questionable goals at that point of the series. I really did. I mean, were they terrible goals? No, they weren't terrible goals. But were they playoffs-caliber goals that Montreal scored? No, they weren't. They weren't, right from the winner on back. So I don't think they had any choice but to try to change it. And Anderson gave them a heck of a performance for me. I mean, bad penalties, borderline penalties, holding, tripping, pucks over the glass. I mean, you know, when the power plays are 6-2 in a playoff game, 6-1, 6-2, whatever they ended up being, that's a recipe for disaster. And even though Montreal's power play hasn't been hitting in all cylinders, it's momentum changes, it's energy, it's all those things power plays bring you. And it was a road to disaster for sure. So Anderson gave them everything he could give them, in my opinion. Those goals, I mean, that was a very similar goal that was scored on Pekarinne last night in Chicago. Short side goal. You know, sometimes they sneak through.
The Senators came out, and both teams are physical, but I think the Senators really took the initiative out of the gate. And yet Montreal seemed to not only take the shots the Senators were giving out, but it almost seemed that in the second period, it seemed to energize them a bit. Like, is this a different Canadiens team than other Canadiens teams we've seen in the playoffs?
I think what they did last year, going deep in the playoffs, gave them that little bit extra maturity that you need this time of year. And you see it with a guy like Weiss, who gave them a good performance. And Subban is much more in control. I mean, he was running around a little bit last night at times, but he's really in much more. I think they're a much more mature team, and that's what playoff runs do for you. And I think they gained from that. So. And the Senators, look, in fairness to the Sens, they had to, scratch and claw their way into the playoffs. Every game, a monumental game for them in their last 25. They couldn't afford to hardly lose a game, and I just think they've run out of a little bit of juice. Although they played hard last night, and they played well in their, back-to-back overtime losses. I mean, those are killers.
What do you make of the Flames and Canucks, the way the last two games of that series have ended with the fights? It reminds me a lot of what you used to see in the Western Conference in particular back in the day. It just seems to me that we use the word resilient way too much in sports, but the Flames I don't think you can beat them.
It's like a junior series.
It is, exactly. That's exactly what it is.
With the way these kids are battling and grinding and driving the Canucks crazy with their, they're not a big team, but they battle and hit and they're physical. And the Canucks last night didn't like it. They didn't like it, and it threw them off their game a little bit. So you've got to give them credit, from Ferland to Bodie to Russell to Goudreau. I mean, mm-hmm. him battling and fighting, and Burrow's losing his marbles and going after him. I mean, it's exciting hockey. I mean, I love watching the Flames right now, and I think. A lot of us pick Calgary because of what they've been able to accomplish. And how do you go against them? How do you go against them in this series for what they've done? But this doesn't look good right now on the Canucks. They got to find a way to battle back in this one. But, their veterans losing their composure last night, it's not good.
A lot of us will be watching the Ducks and Jets tonight, Game 3 from Winnipeg. Anaheim leading 2-0. What does Winnipeg have to do on home ice in this series to kind of get the momentum back, because they've played really well in spurts in the first two games?
Yeah, they really have. And here's the challenges tonight. It'll be the most energized building. I mean, the Islanders building yesterday was energized. How many times have we watched a game in Long Island with 6,000 people there, not a sound in the building? And then you see it yesterday, what John Tavares has done for that franchise. It blows me away what he's been able to accomplish in his short time. No wonder Berkey wanted to get him first overall in that draft. But you know what? I mean, I think the Jets have got to be a little bit careful of the energy in the building, because they're taking still bad penalties. Mm-hmm. I mean, you cannot take the penalties they take with Getzlaf and Perry. I mean, 5 third-period goals by the Ducks in this series, and a lot of them are coming off power plays. I mean, you simply cannot take penalties, and that's been a Jets problem all year. And we see, borderline penalties by them nonstop. So and when you get in a building that's that energized, you want to make that extra hit. You want to get the crowd into it, or even more than they are. You want to excite the crowd, and then you just got to be careful, because they cannot take penalties against Perry and Getzlaf. They'll bury you this time of year.
Doug, it's great to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Okay, guys. Take care.
It's Doug McLean of Hockey Central, the NHL and Sportsnet. You can follow him on Twitter at Doug McLean. So to get you set for tonight's schedule, Hockey Central pregame will be at 6:30 p.m. in Sportsnet Ontario. Rangers and Penguins, Game 3, that series tied 1-1, will be at 7 o'clock on CBC. The Blues and the Minnesota Wild, that's a terrific series. Game 3 of that series, which is also tied 1-1, that'll be at 8 p.m. in Sportsnet 1. Sportsnet Ontario at 8:30 will have a Hockey Central pregame. Millard, Stock, Shannon, Colby Armstrong, and Damian Cox. And then at 9 o'clock tonight, the Ducks and the Winnipeg Jets. Game 3 from Winnipeg. Anaheim leading 2-0. The MTS Center is going to be off the rails tonight. That is the game That is the game we'll be watching. 416-870-0590, *590, 1-888-666-0590. If you want to join the conversation on Twitter, use the hashtag Blair Show. My Twitter handle is at SNJeffBlair. Doug didn't bite on my conspiracy theory thing. I honestly thought that the league was going to ensure somehow that the Leafs got Connor McDavid. It just seemed to make a certain amount of sense. You know, and anybody who doesn't think that sometimes sports leagues take a look at the bigger picture, I guess is the right way to put it, really underestimate the importance of marketing, the importance of TV money, the importance of ratings, the importance of sponsors. I mean, the NBA has, for whatever reason, done an inordinately successful job of having first-round picks land in needed places. I point out I've got a column going up on sportsnet.ca. Anthony Davis gets picked by the New Orleans Pelicans. They win the draft lottery of the year. They just happen to be owned by the league and are up for sale. LeBron James leaves Cleveland. Bingo. Kyrie Irving. The Cavaliers have a 1.5% chance of getting the first pick overall, and wouldn't you know it, they got the first pick overall. What about the Chicago Bulls, post-Michael Jordan, kind of an amorphous blob? Derrick Rose, local kid. My God, Bulls finished fourth. Guess where Derrick Rose ends up? And don't even get me started about Patrick Ewing and the frozen envelope deal in the 80s. Funny how that works out, hey? And I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I really don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think it was absolutely in the NHL's best interest that Connor McDavid ended up in Toronto. Buffalo? Okay. But you're not going to push product out of Buffalo. With all due respect to my friends in Buffalo and all due respect to the Sabres, you're not going to push product out of Buffalo. Arizona, nobody knows who he is. There's only one place where Connor McDavid's marketability and skills would be utilized to the max, and that's here. And I really do think in some ways that Connor McDavid was owed to the Maple Leafs. That's my take on it. What's your take? 416-870-0590, *591-888-666-0590. Mike in Burlington, you're on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
There you go, buddy. How are you, Jeff?
I'm doing well. You know, people, and I'm serious about this. You know, people are saying, I've said this all along. I thought that the fix would be in. I absolutely believe the NHL should have directed Connor McDavid to Toronto. I really do. He's going to get lost in Edmonton. He's just going to be another guy in Edmonton.
I disagree. I mean, you could have said the same thing back in 05 when Crosby was drafted by the Penguins, who were basically the poster child for futility.
But they needed...
bankrupt.
Interesting how that turned out, though, right? A team that needs a new arena, a
new
team
owner.
That needs new ownership. Interesting how that just kind of happened.
Well, no different than when everyone talked about the NBA when Ewing happened to be drafted or selected by the Knickerbockers back.
Then why can't we have nice things, too, Mike? I want nice things. But I don't want Nazem Kadri. I don't want Noah Hanifin. I can find him down on the corner. I want nice things.
Get themselves a guy. I'm not saying this guy's a star. He's a mucker, and I'm glad my Habs got him. If half of the Leafs roster had half of the heart Dale Weiss has, and never mind the tying goal and the winner in overtime, that's a guy that plays every shift like his last, and there's too many guys in the blue and white that don't. Now, McDavid in Edmonton, we saw the star status that Gretzky and Messier and Fuhr and Coffey had back in the 80s. Now, what this does to Edmonton, you know now they will trade one of their so-called core guys, be it a Hall, a Nugent Hopkins, and Eberle, and try to shore up either their pathetic defensive core or their even equally anemic goaltending. Because out of all those teams that finished in the bottom four or five, if you look at Edmonton, just their roster, they probably have more talent. I mean, you could say to some degree, they have underachieved with the talent they've accumulated over the years. But if they can get the back end fixed up, they could be sniffing for a playoff spot a lot sooner than the rest of the trash that's been in the bottom. And I don't buy this McDavid marketing. We saw what stars at Edmonton could be marketed like. A city like Pittsburgh, where NFL and Major League Baseball are on a much more greater scale than hockey, we saw how much Crosby is marketed throughout the league. I don't buy this market stuff.
You know what? The Edmonton Oilers, with all due respect, Wayne Gretzky wasn't marketed anywhere until he went to L.A. I mean, he had some nice little Canadian Tire deals up here. He didn't push product in the U.S. until he got to L.A.
In the 80s.
Till he got, well, yeah. Of course it is.
Different focus on marketing. Now, I mean, as much as I hate Bettman, the stars of this league are now, during at least his tenure as commissioner, are being recognized as such. I mean, it was almost like, yeah, Gretzky was awesome in the 80s. We all knew that. But it was almost like south of the border was like, yeah, whatever. You know what I mean? But, yeah, the trade LA, I'll give you that.
Appreciate the call. Look, there's just no way. There's no way that Connor McDavid has the impact in Edmonton. I mean, if he is a generational player, there's no way he has the amount of impact in Edmonton that he would have here. Wes Hamill. The Leafs were owed Connor McDavid. That's an absolute joke. The Leafs are owed a spit in the face and a kick in the ass. John Hawkins on Twitter. Blair, give your head a shake. McDavid should be in Arizona to grow the sport, same as Gretzky. Do people not understand? The reason Wayne Gretzky was able to grow the sport is because L.A. is a media and entertainment center. Arizona's full of old people. There's no media entertainment complex in Arizona. The reason Wayne Gretzky was able to grow the game in the States is he was in a media market. Arizona's not a media market. It's not even a media market in the NFL. The only place Connor McDavid was going to have maximum impact was in Toronto. Jason in Mississauga, you're on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Hi, Jeff. How are you, big guy?
Good, man.
I want to disagree to a certain extent. I mean, if you're the NHL and you want to have a bottom feeder in your league, it might as well be the Leafs. I mean, they're going to just sell it every night. They're going to get the TV numbers.
See, that's both of those aren't true. TV numbers are down, and guess what? You can buy Leafs tickets below face value an hour before game time.
For the past 10 years?
You've been able to do it the last two. I'll tell you that much.
Not the last 10. I mean, Leafs fans are stupid. They think the Leafs are going to win the Cup.
No, I got to cut you off here. Only because of this. Only because of this. Leafs fans aren't stupid. I do this show. I don't have any Leafs fans phone me up and tell me that they're going to win the Cup. I've done this for 5 years. The only thing I hear from Leafs fans is stone cold realism.
Well,
they are the most realistic fans in North America.
No way! They think they have the best.
Who?
Every time you call, they think, "Oh, Burke did a great job."
No, they don't. I don't know what station you're listening to, but it sure as hell isn't this one.
Surely, every Leaf fan. I've been betting Leaf fans the past 10 years. They're not going to make the playoffs. And every year I've collected, I'll say one thing about Leaf fans, they're not deadbeats. They all paid me back. But for the past 10 years, I've been saying, they all bet, oh, they're going to do it this year. They have the best farm team, or they're really coming up. Say, what are you talking about? Take these blinders
You know what?
Off.
I think you need to upgrade. I think you need to upgrade your group of friends. Because I don't get that from anybody on here. I don't get that from anybody in here at all. Seriously. I can't remember the last time we had somebody call up. I mean, think about Tim Lewicki's comment. When Tim Lewicki came out and talked about the parade route and all that. You know how many Leafs fans called up and said, the hell is this guy talking about? Do not mistake the fact that Leafs fans like to go to hockey games with meaning that they're not realistic. They are realistic. They are more realistic than any other fan base in this city. Leafs fans are so realistic that if this team ever were to win the Stanley Cup, they wouldn't believe it. There are Leafs fans who would refuse to believe this team had won the Stanley Cup. They could be standing at the parade and they would believe that it was some sort of farce. This is the most realistic, most grounded fan base in Canada. Nobody's expecting anything. I mean, if I can do one thing in this show, I want to dispel that notion. I want to dispel the notion that Leafs fans are sort of these blindly loyal people who think they're going to win every year. They're not. Senators fans are blindly loyal. Not Leafs fans. Jeff in Richmond Hill, you're on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Good day, Mr. Blair.
How are you, sir? Ya? I'm doing well.
Back from the Philippines, so I just want to say it's great to be back in Canada and actually hear you in the right time zone. And just wanted also to say I want to be known as the Pack from now on, as
the Pack.
As I call you up. Well, you sort of know my name from Twitter.
Yes. All right.
And so I will be now known as the Pack. Now, a couple things I really want to talk about. You made some very good points, but the thing is, yes, the Leafs, you know, they had a 29% chance. But what everyone gives the biggest break to in Leaf Nation, and I'm a Habs fan. You know, I mean, I love the Habs, but I'm a better. And by the way, my prediction is that I think that the New York Rangers will win the Stanley Cup.
All right.
Now, the situation is that the scouts, whoever were, I mean, there was a bunch of firings, and I don't know who got fired or what or where or whatever, but you got to look at your scouting department. Okay, McDavid would have been great here and this and that, okay? And there's a lot of action come draft day. Now, you have Edmonton with a bunch of players that are very seriously, maybe they're just frustrated, they're this or that, but I think that there could be some great action and actually help the Leafs if they make some moves and actually do some trades. But again, scouts and this and that. There has to be some accountability to the scouts of not being able to draft anything or anybody. I mean, who was the last real, I mean, has what? A superstar. What, Wendell Clark, he was a good player, but was he a superstar? Now, this kid, this goes to show about tanking, where tanking is not the answer, because look at Buffalo, okay? You look at Edmonton now. They've been getting all these picks, and they still can't win, and I don't think they were tanking. The other thing is that the city of Toronto is a very unique situation, and what I mean is that when you look at the stadium, you'll see a lot of it, these seats. Now, those seats are owned by corporate.
Right.
I think the problem is that you've got to get into where that they stop going. Because this is the only city
I got to move on, Jeff. But, you know, again, you're getting – that's right. All those seats are corporate seats. But I keep getting back to this point that in the past couple of years, there's been a softening of the ticket market and there's been a softening of TV ratings. And there have been. Those numbers are irrefutable. You can buy Leafs tickets for under face value an hour before the game. 4 years ago, you couldn't do that. I mean, I've done it. It's easy. I've done it for friends. It requires no work to buy a Leafs ticket for under face value. None. And not even for a crap team. I'm talking about a good team. Very easy to do. 416-870-0590, *591, 888-666-0590. Numbers to call. John, Steve, Clifton, John, Todd, Frank. We'll get to you. It's a Jeff Blair Show. This is Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
That little speaker on your phone doesn't stand a chance. Subscribe to the Brady and Walker podcast at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Sportsnet 590 The Fan, on demand. Now more of the Jeff Blair Show on Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
Happy 420, everybody. You know who I bet has an opinion about the Connor McDavid sweepstakes?
Oh, please, don't you rock my boat.
Because I don't feel like hearing from him. We'll hear from him later. 416-870-0590, star 591, 888-666-0590. Clifton in Etobicoke, you're on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Yeah, good morning, Jeff.
Hey, Clifton, what's up?
Hey, buddy, you know, I'm with you, man. I think there should have been a fix. But I think in order to have a fix, though, you're going to have to compensate the commission.
Okay.
And I think maybe this is what separates Bettman from David Stern. I think it might be more difficult to have a fix with a corporation as opposed to an individual owner.
All right. I know where you're going here. Who writes the check, right?
Listen, man. First of all, let me commend you for those two interviews that you've had with Tim Donaghy, because this guy was able to shed some light on how David Stern operates. And David Stern, Jeff, was quick to deny the fact that he was the one who arranged for Davis to go to New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
You remember the way how he was quick to attack Jim Rome?
Yep.
When Romy brought it up. But like you said, sometimes it's good for the business.
Of course it is.
Like, Toronto is the center of the universe for hockey. So it's necessary to do these things. You know, now, as much as I might, you know, disagree with David Stern, I've never been a big fan, but that's one of the things that, you know, I agree with him. Like, the big markets need big attraction. So whatever it is that you have to do, you know, like, you do it.
I agree, Clifton. I agree totally with that. It's just a no-brainer. For your TV partners, for your corporations, for the kid. Like, have you ever seen somebody look that unhappy? A professional athlete look that unhappy? Honest to God, the kid, he looked like he said, I should have taken up soccer. I did all this to go to Edmonton. You know who we need to hear from? He should be here now. There he is.
Oh, no, not another Dangle dial.
Oh, I don't even feel that way today. I'm happy to hear from Steve. Steve Dangle, what up, man?
See, here's the thing. Jeff. I'm
nice to see you, too.
You.
All right.
I was okay with the Leafs losing the lottery. They still get the fourth overall pick. I wasn't greedy about it. But I didn't need to know that they were one ball away from winning.
Neither.
Did Chris Johnson really have to tweet about that? Oh, did that ruin my day?
It was
awful.
That
completely ruined my day. And the Oilers! How do they have all the luck and yet none of the luck? The Oilers are like that special you see on TV of that guy who won the lottery and then he wasted it all. Oh, I had it all. Taylor Hall, Ryan Nugent Hopkins, Nail Yakupov. I was on top of the world and I wasted it all.
Don't forget.
Would I do it all again?
Don't forget, Kevin Lowe knows more about
they
winning.
They better take care of Connor McDavid. They better take care of my Connor McDavid.
It's not happening.
I'm glad he went to a Canadian team, but I'm sad he didn't go to my Canadian team.
I don't even know. Is Alberta still part of Canada? Do we allow them to be part of Canada? I don't know. I've always kind of thought the Canadian border ends at Saskatchewan and Alberta. Anyhow, I'm sure I'll have fun. They've got a nice mall. They're getting a new arena. He can help Daryl Cates sell Rexall drug products, I'm sure. Maybe some saline spray for the schnoz. Good marketing opportunities in Edmonton. Troy in Cookstown. You're on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Jeff, if Calgary wins the cup, then Alberta should be allowed to be a part of Canada, no?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, all right, good. Good compromise.
I've come around on Calgary. You know what? I'll tell you what. Because, well, my near pathological hatred of all things Vancouver Canucks is entering into it. But I've come around on Calgary because I'll tell you what. They're must-see TV. They are a fun team to watch. God love them. They are a fun team to watch. They've put the fun back in hockey.
A lot of young guys, and they fight, man. They battle. I love it.
I do too. I admit I've watched them a little bit, you know, on TV. This is the most attention I've really paid to Johnny Gaudreau, and the guy is phenomenal. The guy's like a dynamo.
I'm telling you, I was never really interested in Calgary myself ever until just this year. And what a story, eh?
Yeah, anyway, great story.
McDavid, I totally agree with you. There should have been some. I'm not agreeing with fixing things because, you know, that's not really legal. But
sure, it's legal. The NHL can do whatever it wants. It's legal.
I'm with you, though. You know, and it comes down to the bottom line, right? Like, who could market him best, honestly? And who could do the best thing for hockey with him? And I think, you know, one of those teams is definitely the Leafs.
Yeah, so, absolutely. I don't even think there's, you know, where else could he have gone that where his marketability would have been maximized? L.A.? Maybe L.A. L.A. doesn't need him. You know, they've won Stanley Cups. But L.A., where else is he going to go that where he's going to be marketed? I'm not going to be marketed in Edmonton. There really isn't. And never mind what that franchise could do to him. Dave Suriano, or Drew Suriano. This is pretty good. Toronto Maple Leafs got their favor from the NHL when they allowed the Clarkson trade for a guy who will never play hockey again. Okay, touche. Frank of Mississauga, you're on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
You're my idol.
Oh, don't say that.
No, I'm serious. I've been waiting 45 minutes.
Well, I appreciate the patience. Blame Travis. It's not my fault.
Yeah, don't blame it on Wayne. Anyways, this is my perspective of what's going to happen.
All right.
And you heard it from me.
All right.
The Leafs will get Connor McDavid, and I'll tell you the reason why. I agree with you 100%. Marketing, marketing, marketing. Some of the greatest people in the world knew how to market something. This kid coming to Toronto will keep every team in the NHL happy. Okay? You're going to put this guy's face on a jar of baby food. And don't tell me that his parents aren't looking into, you know, some legal stuff here where they know they're going to lose a lot of money going to Edmonton. Let's face it, Edmonton, you know, they're an upcoming team. But I don't think McDavid, he's not going to be happy there.
No, I agree with you. And he certainly didn't look happy. He certainly didn't look happy. You know, you could tell. Sometimes you've got to try to read body language. You could tell. You know, it would have been great in Toronto. And it makes perfect sense. From an economic point of view, this is the only place for Connor McDavid. You know, people are ripping me in Twitter for that. Fine. I'm just telling you the truth, and that's why you're ripping me, because you know I'm right. You know that he's another guy in Edmonton. He's another guy. The only way he is going to be marketable in Edmonton is if that team wins the Stanley Cup. Otherwise, he's just that real good hockey player who plays in that place that no one really cares about. Here's the thing. You've got your generational player. You've just had the lottery draft, and the Edmonton Oilers have a generational player. And what are the analysts saying? Well, this is great for the Oilers because now they can trade one of their other good young players and try to get better. Huh. And they're right. I'm not criticizing guys. They're right. But what the hell does that tell you? Hey, good, we got Connor McDavid. We can trade another good young player. Edmonton doesn't deserve Connor McDavid. John Whitby, you're on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Hi, Jeff. Let me preface this by saying you and Mr. McCowan are two of my favorite broadcasters. But did you bump your head lately?
I can't remember.
Yeah, well, Toronto does not deserve Connor McDavid. They've had 1967. They've had a lot of great hockey players come through here. And they have fouled it up completely. They've had general manager Burks, the head of Calgary, and you said how good they're doing. Wow. Was he in Toronto? What did he do? Nothing. Lewicki, they fired him.
He didn't fire him. He left. Well, they kind of fired him.
They're never going to win with Connor McDavid. They couldn't win if they had Rocket Richard, for God's sake, or Mario Lemieux.
You know what? I would argue that the Toronto Maple Leafs have never had that transformational superstar player. Who was their superstar player? Who was the guy? You said, my God, it's the best player in the NHL. Doug Gilmour, Wendell Clark, great hockey players. Best players in the NHL at that time? I don't know. Matt Sundin, great. Best player in the NHL? They've had a lot of real good players. They haven't had the guy. When was the last time they had the guy? Frank Mihaljevic? When was the last time they had the guy? The guy. The best player. The hottest player. The hottest commodity. The sexiest guy. When's the last time the Leafs have had that guy? Seriously. That Toronto deserved Connor McDavid. It really did. And I think the NHL is going to regret this. And I think Connor McDavid is going to regret it. And I'm hoping it won't happen because the powers that be in hockey will put the screws to him. I'd like to see him pull a Lindros. I'd like to see him say, I don't want to go to Edmonton. Be honest, I don't want to go to Edmonton. Like Jack Eichel telling the Buffalo writers. What's the first thing you told Mike Harrington? Oh, man, I'll tell you what, I really enjoyed my first year of college hockey. Anyhow, people, there's a blind pathological hatred of the Toronto Maple Leafs, which is fine. I get all that. But I think reasonable people would have sat down and said, there's only one city in the NHL where Connor McDavid can maximize his marketing value. There's only one city in the NHL that desperately needed Connor McDavid. And that's the city that has bankrolled the league for so many years. The Canadian dollar was way under par. You didn't hear the Leafs whine. The Leafs have bankrolled the NHL through television, through marketing. They deserved Connor McDavid. And as I say in a column that's going up in Sportsnet, I know one thing now. I will never, ever, 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 ever doubt that Gary Bettman and Bill Daly are the most honest people in sports, because any other league would have fixed that draft lottery to ensure that Connor McDavid got to Toronto. I'm sure we'll have more discussion about this. And again, I will be posting a column on sportsnet.ca soon where I continue to expound in this theory. But I want to shift focus to a Toronto team that's in the playoffs, the Toronto Raptors. 93-86 losers to the Washington Wizards. Paul Pierce, Paul Pierce's game, man. It's Paul Pierce's series. He is the truth. There's no doubt about it. Eric Smith, our Raptors radio voice, will join us. We'll take your calls. I say it's time to unleash James Johnson on the Washington Wizards. See what Eric Smith says. It's a Jeff Blair show. This is Sportsnet 590, The Fan.